As a child, writer Jerzy Kosinski survived the Nazi invasion of his native Poland. By missing an airplane that was to have flown him to California to stay at the home of Sharon Tate, he survived the Charles Manson murders. Kosinski also survived the efforts of two literary assassins from the Village Voice, who accused him of hiring other people to write his books.
The fiction written about me is very often better than the fiction I write,
Jerzy Kosinski, in a 1988 interview. There was even a story in a Minneapolis newspaper that claimed that Kosinski was holding a woman in literary bondage in his basement and forcing her to write his novels.
There was another hoax, remember? There was a man who submitted Steps, my second novel, as his own. 10 years after the novel was written, this hoax was even better than the hoax of the Village Voice. He submitted my novel under a different name to the very publishers who published the novel and to several other publishers, and they turned it all down.
Jerzy Kosinski was 24 when he came to the U.S. from Poland in 1957. The Nazis murdered all but two members of his family.
Anyone, therefore, who survived the war, a Gentile or a Jew, witnessed things that simply an American mind probably cannot imagine.
Kosinski said he never again wanted to be occupied.
I don't want to be in a state of war. I am non-competitive. You want to compete with me? Go ahead. You win.
Kosinski's first novel, The Painted Bird, in 1965, is about a child's trip across the landscape of war in Eastern Europe. It received mixed reviews and moderate sales until the paperback edition with a cover showing a monstrous figure with a huge beak carrying an innocent child in a basket. It sold by the thousands.
I was curious. What happened that suddenly from 3,500 copies, I went to over 300,000? And anywhere I went, to any one of the paperback shops, there were these young men and women saying, "Hey, buddy, you want a good book?"
Jerzy Kosinski, dead at the age of 57. Don Swain, News Radio 88. Not long after Jerzy Kosinski arrived in the U.S., an immigrant from Poland, he pondered his future, writing One Over Wall Street. The Painted Bird was his first novel. Then, Being There, Kosinski also wrote the film version, which starred Peter Sellers.
Being There is probably the only novel you can think of in which the character is not driven by anything. He is totally at peace.
Jerzy Kosinski, in a 1988 interview. Kosinski was skiing in Switzerland not long after writing his novel, Steps.
They called and they said, Jerzy, you won the National Book Award. Bennett Cerf, the famous Bennett Cerf of Random House, called. And I hung up. I thought that this was someone imitating Bennett Cerf.
Kosinski said he had ordered his life in a conscious way.
Contact with other people, hence living in a big city. No ownership. There are some things I have to own. The Buick I drive, 1970 Buick, is still available on every weekend. I don't think I could afford to rent a car whenever I want. I own my books, clearly, my portable typewriters and things like that. But everything else I rent. I live in rented apartments. The idea was to make myself flexible, so I can take time between books, not children.
Fame came quickly to Jerzy Kosinski in the 1960s after the publication of his novels The Painted Bird, Steps, and Being There. It's apparent Kosinski relished fame and used it.
Could I have written Being There without having been several times on different talk shows, including Johnny Carson and David Frost? These are the elements of life which one has to experience.
Once, a cop gave Kosinski a ticket for making an illegal turn.
I don't like any contact with police. Police, for me, brings the echoes of police state, of a historical improper turn, so to speak.
Novelist Jerzy Kosinski, dead at the age of 57. Don Swain, News Radio 88.